One more turn and the game was his. He could hardly contain his excitement. Addie beat him at everything. Every single thing. Monopoly, Mario Kart, the 50-yard dash. She could even burp louder. Darrow and Addie were best friends, but no 9-year-old boy wants to get schooled over and over again by an 8-year-old girl. Even one as cool as Addie, especially one as cool as Addie. Addie's mouth twisted to the side. She grabbed a black checker and twirled it between her fingers, inspecting the grid like some magical solution would present itself if she concentrated super hard. Typical. Addie always believed she could think her way out of anything. "Come on, you know it's over," Darrow said. "You've got no move." "There's always a move," Addie said. She leaned forward, checker in hand. As she peered down the grid, her knee grazed the latch at the bottom. Just like that, a dozen red and black checkers spilled out and tumbled across the floor. "Oops," Addie said, jolting back, a barely concealed smirk on her face. "Oops," Darrow scowled, incredulous. "I can't believe you just did that." "Sorry, Dare. Guess we'll have to start over," Addie shrugged. "Start over? No way," he said. "I was about to kick your butt. You cheated." "Did not," Addie protested. "It was an accident." "Yeah, right, Ad," Darrow rolled his eyes. "An accident." Darrow had known Addie forever, since her dad's first bid for office, when they'd ridden side by side in strollers along the campaign trail, dripping ice cream everywhere and poking each other with sticky fingers. And now, after playing more games together than he could count, Darrow knew one thing about Addie. She was just like Governor Mark Webster. Always had to win. "Cheater," Darrow said. Addie's face turned bright red. She stood up, planted her hands on her hips, and flipped her black hair. "I don't cheat," she shouted. "And I was done playing this boring game anyway." She kicked the grid over and stomped out the door.
"Good, so was I."
Darrow stayed on the floor for a moment, tossing checkers back into the box and grumbling to himself. Addie could be so annoying. Stubborn, impulsive, always wanting her own way. And she was constantly getting him into trouble. Like that time she'd decided they should hide in the back of the governor's limo, only to end up 95 miles away at a formal dinner for top campaign donors in Old Town Alexandria. Darrow's mom, who just so happened to be Governor Webster's chief of staff, was furious with him. Furious. He'd lost his Xbox privileges for a whole month because of that stunt. But Addie was funny and smart and could climb a tree better than any girl or boy Darrow had ever known. Not to mention, she always had his back. There was that time Parker Carrington had stolen and broken the brand new remote control helicopter their teacher had brought to class and blamed it on Darrow. No one had believed he was innocent, except Addie. And she'd gotten revenge. When Parker wasn't looking during lunch, she loosened the top of his chocolate milk. One big shake and he'd gotten himself a faceful, along with a taste of what it felt like to have everyone snickering at him. The secret smile Addie gave Darrow afterward had entirely made up for being called a thief. That was Darrow's Addie. Not afraid to stand up for what was right, even if it landed her in a timeout. Although it hardly ever did. Addie was too smart to ever get caught. Darrow sprang to his feet. He couldn't stay mad at her. Not for more than 5 seconds, tops. "Addie, hold up." He ran into the empty hallway and searched left and right, but she was already gone. Darrow could hear his mother's lilting voice coming from the governor's office. He considered poking his head in and asking if they'd seen Addie, but he knew better than to interrupt his mom while she was working. Besides, Darrow had a pretty good idea where she'd gone. Same place she always went when she got mad, or frustrated, or just wanted a break from the spotlight of being the governor's kid. The treehouse. Yeah, right now she was probably flopped in a beanbag chair, polishing off their secret stash of M&Ms. He knew he'd better hurry or she'd finish all the blues, his favorite, just to spite him.